AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings faces a number of murder charges. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta area massage parlors Tuesday. With six of the victims identified as Asian, the shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack. But Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
Less than three full months into the year, the attack was the sixth mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
Two jurors who had been selected in the trial of a white former Minneapolis police officer in the death of a black man, George Floyd, have been dismissed by the judge over concerns they had been tainted by the city's announcement of a $27 million settlement with Floyd's family. Eric Chauvin's lawyer has also asked for a delay in the trial. The judge says he'll rule on that on Friday. There are eight jurors selected. 14, including two alternates, are needed for the trial. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell expects the economy to accelerate quickly this year, but he also sees no changes in interest rates.
The FOMC kept interest rates near zero and maintained our sizable asset purchases. These measures, along with our strong guidance on interest rates and on our balance sheet, will ensure that monetary policy will continue to deliver powerful support to the economy until the recovery is complete.
The Internal Revenue Service delaying tax filing day this year, moving the deadline from April 15th to May 17th, providing more breathing room for taxpayers and the IRS alike. This is AP News. Georgia's first black senator, Raphael Warnock, uses his first floor speech to slam a wave of GOP measures designed to make it harder for people to cast ballots across the country. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Warnock says in his state, Georgia, after not getting the outcome desired, there's a push to change the rules.
We are witnessing right now a massive and unabashed assault on voting rights, unlike anything we've ever seen since the Jim Crow era.
The changes proposed include curtailing absentee voting, eliminating automatic and same-day voter registration, and cutting back on early voting opportunities. Warnock says it's not just in Georgia. He says it's all part of a big lie of voter fraud as a pretext for voter suppression.
The same big lie that led to a violent insurrection on this very Capitol.
Democrats in Congress are pushing for states to get federal approval for voting procedures. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.